Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are talking this weekend with the new District 3 Supervisor, Anaya Kirk, who represents the greater Tuolumne, Twain Hart region, many other region, big region of the county. Supervisor Kirk, next thing I'll ask you about is one of the questions that came up when you were running during the campaign was the rigors of the job, a supervisor job, as well as you also work full-time and have a young family as well. So how is that working out? Are you able to handle all the responsibilities?
Yeah, no, it did get brought up a lot, and to answer your question, yes, of course, it's a lot of work, but anything is manageable if you're willing to work hard. And, you know, a lot of people don't know, but one of the things that happened throughout the course of the campaign is back in 2017, you know, my wife was reading and praying, and the Lord kind of put it on her heart to homeschool. So I didn't really like the idea, but once I ran for office, I realized, okay, there's a reason behind everything. So this year, my wife's homeschooling, so it's given my family, my young children, who are my life, my wife, you know, and my kids who are everything. It's given them the ability to be home, to thrive, and to have a very stable calendar. And because of that, it allows me, you know, I get up very early in the morning, I go to bed late, and in between that, I do a lot of work. So yes, it is doable. It's a lot of work. The only way I am able to do this is because of support from home. And also because of my schedule, I have the ability to flex my hours. So I come in early, go to meetings, you know, whatever I got to do. Like tomorrow, Saturday, I'll go into work to get some things done because I'm here doing, you know, an interview with you. But yeah, it's doable. A lot of work, but you know, ask somebody if you want something done. Ask a busy person.
Right. I have to imagine it's easier when you're passionate about something as well to get all these things done.
Right. Yeah. I never had any idea I'd ever get in politics, but here I am. I'm passionate about getting some things done, and we'll reevaluate where I am in 4 years. And if we're being successful and I feel like my time in this community is benefiting people, then I'll stick around. I'll go for it again.
Stepping into this new job as supervisor, I imagine it's been a pretty steep learning curve to learn all the things you have to know about.
Yeah, it is a learning curve, and you know, life is a learning curve. As long as you're breathing, you're learning something new every day. And so for me right now, off the get-go is just to learn who the key people are, the key players, learn the people at the organizations, you know, these committees I'm assigned to, understand what they're about and what they're trying to accomplish, and then how can I support them? You know, but like I said, life, I'll always be learning. Well, if somebody says they got it all figured out, well, that's a red flag.
So somebody asked you the question, you know, what would be your kind of personal priorities as supervisor? What would you be your answer?
Well, you know, the board, when we went on the retreat, we walked away with six, which were fire safe community, land use planning, the zoning code that's going to be coming up for review, roads, the vulnerable population, employee development, and county infrastructure. So those were the six board goals. But I think for me, if you go to my website, anayakirk.com, there's a little thing about me, but then there's my goals. And I have 10 goals while I'm in office over the next 4 years. But I'll touch on just a few of them right now. The number one goal is this fire safe community. Do whatever we can to rectify years and years of mismanaged force and try to make our town as safe as possible. For me, the next thing would be stimulate economic growth. I kind of touched on that earlier, going after business attraction. There's a lot of things I like to do. I need the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority to get through all this drama that's going on the side so that we can actually get to work and hopefully accomplish some of these things. And then broadband, which I kind of touched on earlier. You know, there's a $422 million farm bill that was passed by the feds just recently. So going after, looking at our contracts here locally, making sure that coming up, we address those contracts, so we start laying more broadband for our community. There's also some cell towers that we could put up through AT&T that are wireless broadband. So that's all part of business attraction. So, and then for me, I'd say the few other ones are, you know, as a citizen, you look at county government and you think you know, and then now here I am, I'm in county government and I'm starting to get a bigger, better picture of reality versus what you think. And so coming into county government, you know, working two jobs, the beautiful thing about it is as a supervisor, really, I don't care if I get reelected. in 4 years. I'm here to do a job. I'm here to be exactly who I said I'm going to be. There's going to be things that I learn that are going to change my opinion, change my mind, and I'm fine with that. But working two jobs gives me the ability to come in, to be totally transparent, look at things, but be firm, fair, and concise. And so some things for me moving forward is, you know, population's decreasing. So we got to be really careful if we're going to be increasing our government. Why are we doing that? And we got to make sure we're doing it in a way that if we are adding jobs or adding services, making sure that it's service driven, meaning I'm not going to create a position if it's not benefiting the community. Something that I'm big on is debts. You know, in my personal life, me and my wife, we have to budget. We have to cut things out every single month to make sure that we're living within our means. And so coming to having that firm background and that belief, you know, I'm taking that to the supervisory role where I want to know what our debts are. I want to know what our assets are. I want to know how much we owe on bonds and all that stuff, because moving forward, we're either adding to the problem or we're trying to fix a problem. And there's going to be times where we have to spend money to save money. But overall, one of my goals in the next 4 years is to make sure that every time we make a decision, are we adding to a certain problem or are we fixing it? And so, you know, that hasn't really been brought up recently, or that hasn't been brought up, but it will get brought up in the near future. We're going to be talking about the budget. And I'm just big on being fiscally responsible. I think the recession that happened back in 2008, we're going to be due someday. So if we can do everything we can to prepare ourselves for that and mitigate it as much as possible, then we should do that. And at the end of the day, this is taxpayers' money. This is my money. You know, I'm a supervisor now, but in 4 years or 8 years or 12 years, whatever it will be, I'll be back to a regular old citizen again. And it's my money. It's our community's money. So we just got to make sure we're being fiscally responsible with your money, with our money.
So. Yeah, you mentioned that those budget meetings are often sometimes some of the longest meetings of the year. It's sometimes a little bit contentious when cuts have to be made. You're ready for those long meetings coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's kind of why I said having two jobs gives me not the backbone, but like I'm not afraid to have those serious discussions. I'm not afraid to cut. I'm not here to cut. That's not I'm not here solely to cut jobs and to take away. I'm here to say, let's have an honest evaluation of where we're at, where we could be, and let's make sure that we're being very cautious moving forward. And like I said, you know, our sheriffs, I got a tour of our sheriff's department, and some of our staff are working in just disgusting spaces. And so that's because of 20 years of not making a decision. Hey, we need to either rent a better facility or build something or whatever that is. So I'm not afraid to say, look, this can's been kicked down the road for too long. Let's address it here. Let's deal with it. But I'm also going to use both sides of how I view debt and funds. So.
Well, Supervisor Kirk, we've run out of time on this weekend's Motherload Views. Thank you so much for coming in and sharing your views, and we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
Great. Yeah, thank you, BJ Hansen and Clark Broadcasting, for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you as well. We thank Anaya Kirk for joining us on Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. We'll be back next week with more Motherload Views.
You've been listening to Motherload Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life of the Motherload. Motherload Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.